1-800-327-0365.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. Out of 365 days, they only give you one day. You're getting robbed for all the work you do and everything that you do for the kids, for your husband, for your parents. Congratulations. A day that is long, long deserved. And I hope that you're treated like a queen today. And again, a very, very special happy Mother's Day to all of you out there. If we can help you to have a wonderful garden, or if the kids are listening, dad's listening, and mom has a flower garden, and you need some ideas of what flowers or vegetables or maybe a tree that she would like for the yard, you give us a call. The phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. And if you're up and about, we are at Thayer Nursery in beautiful Milton, Massachusetts. And I got here early this morning and walked around the place. It is such a gorgeous, gorgeous nursery. And if you're looking for some good-sized trees, something that will give you some great color or some shade faster than the little trees that you may be seeing, this is the place to come. All types of rhododendrons and azaleas in bloom. Beautiful rose bushes. Oh, they are absolutely gorgeous. But we're at Thayer Nursery. They are on Hillside Street in Milton, Massachusetts. And if you'd like to get some directions on how to get here, the phone number is 617-698-2005. And we'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. So come on by and say hello. The store's open. They've got coffee coming in about an hour or so. So get up, have a cup of coffee, bring the family down, and say hello. This time of the year, we're getting anxious. And some of you, southern New England, you can plant just about anything. But once you get north of Boston, west of Boston, and you know, just go right across the country. If you're in Minnesota, you got to pull back on those rains a little bit. It's a little bit early for some things, depending on where you live. But you can plant all the cold weather crops, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, onions, lettuce, peas can be put in. You can put in your potatoes in the ground, as long as your soils have dried out and are not all really, really muddy. Because it's still a little bit on the cool side. But, again, if you have questions, you give us a call, and we'll try and help you out. This year, a lot of people are planting fruit trees. They're planting blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, grapes, all of the fruits, asparagus, things that are going to come back year after year. And, again, if you need some help on that, the number, 800-259-9231. And we have something we're going to offer you today. if you or you have friends that have never planted a garden before and they want to give it a try and they really can't afford seeds at this point, we've teamed up with Plantation Products. They're in Norton, Massachusetts, and they have donated seeds from Northrop King Lawn and Garden Vegetables. And Plantation Products is a company that packages Northrop King, Fredonia, and American Seed. So what I want you to do is to go to my, send me an email. And my email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com. And we will send you a package of cucumbers, beets, carrots, beans, and radishes. No cost to you. Just send me an email with the address of where you want it sent, and we're going to send you a package of cucumbers, beets, carrots, beans, and radishes, and directions on how to grow them. And we're going to pay for the postage and get them to you, okay? So if you or you have family members that would like to try a garden they never have before, having some problems, you give us a little email, pparent@roadrunner.com, and we will send you out some really easy-to-grow vegetables. Once you've grown these, then you can move on to some of the other varieties. It's too late to start tomatoes by seed or peppers. You have to buy plants. But you can start cucumbers and beets, carrots, beans, and radishes by seed right now. Again, pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner, all one word, .com, and just send me your name, address, and zip code, and we will get those out in the mail to you this week. How's that? Okay, Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. I understand that your fiancé is planting the garden this morning.
She sure is. They're out there. They won't be out for a couple hours yet. It's pretty early here, but they're planning on getting all their vegetables in this morning. Yep.
Yeah. Well, from Mother's Day to Memorial Day, in the next couple of weeks, this was when everybody gets excited and gets moving. And but it's a lot of fun. And you were telling me that last year you just couldn't eat any more zucchini, right?
I had my fill of zucchini for my lifetime, I think. We had way more than we could handle last year.
Well, I mean, that's how you learn to garden. You know, you plant something, and you're not quite sure how it's going to grow. You know, it looks to be easy, and it is. But there are certain plants that once they like your garden, they just produce and produce and produce. I had the same problem last year. My wife told me, I'm not eating anymore. I'm old enough, I'm grown up, and I'm not eating zucchini and summer squash anymore. So this year I'll plant half as what I did last year and put in a few other things. That'll make it interesting. Are you ready to do a little gardening?
I'm ready.
Okay, who do we have up first?
Okay, up first we have Inez, who's calling about an Easter cactus.
Inez, good morning and happy Mother's Day to you.
I'm not a mother, but I'll take it. I can barely hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you nice and clear, Inez.
Oh, okay. I have a cactus that I got last year in April, and according to the tag, I figured out that it must be an Easter cactus, and it did very well, full bloom and everything. And then after it finished blooming, I had to transplant it because it was pot bound. And then I put it outside all summer. Did a good job. I mean, it kept growing, just beautiful, nice and green. I like it because it seems to have like an edging on the leaves. I thought maybe that it would bloom again in April, since I got it in bloom in April, and nothing happened. Now I'm wondering, I've been fertilizing it right along, and I'm wondering if I should give it the regular treatment that you give to the poinsettia, you know, the long night, long dark night, or should I leave it alone, and will it bloom eventually?
I would just leave it alone, because what happens, Inez, that particular plant, that Easter cactus, if if you think back, Easter is not at the same time every year. Sometimes it's in March, sometimes it's in April, and it keeps jumping back and forth. So what they do is they have to force it to come into bloom. And it blooms similar to the Christmas cactus. It needs to be in a room when you get a lot of darkness. So you put it in like a spare bedroom. And when it gets dark out, it stays dark all night. If you keep it in a room where at night you leave a little night light or a light on, that way if you get up, you don't stumble. That light will tell the plant that the days are long. And with long days, the Easter cactus will not flower. So the best thing for you to do is just leave it the way it is, fertilize it on a monthly basis, and it will flower for you in the days to come. Just have a little bit of patience. Thank you, Inez. We appreciate the phone call, and you have a great Mother's Day. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Bob on the line who's calling about a lilac.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
Faithful listener for years.
Thank you.
I have an established lilac bush, probably 8, 10, 12 feet tall, and blooms every year. As I mowed the lawn for the first time this week, I looked, holy cow, clumps of leaves are wilting. What's happening, Paul?
The whole plant is wilting?
No, but clumps of leaves.
Clumps here and there. Okay, why don't you hold on, Bob? We're coming on a break, and we come back. We'll talk a little bit more, and we'll solve the problem of the wilting lilacs.
Hi there, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts, on the field with David Meller, Director of Grounds for the Boston Red Sox.
Welcome to my house, Ashton.
Gotta tell you, David, your house has one amazing lawn.
Thanks. Here at Fenway, the field not only has to look great, it has to stand up to at least 81 home games every season.
And you use Scotts fertilizer?
Absolutely.
And what would you say to folks who say fertilizer is fertilizer?
I'd say there's a very big difference.
It's hard to believe, but many brands contain filler like sand and sawdust.
Fillers do nothing for your grass. As you know, Ashton, Scotts is 100% nutrition with no fillers, so every granule gives your grass the food it needs to grow green and strong.
We call that the Scotts Advantage.
I'd call it a home run.
Exactly. Your grass is hungry after a long winter's rest, so head out this weekend and feed it with Scotts Turf Filter. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website, www.radiusgardentools.com, for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Good morning, and happy Mother's Day to all of you moms out there, or moms-to-be, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you to improve your gardening skills, 800-259-9231. And I want to tell you about a unique thing. Have you ever seen in a lot of the gardening magazines barrels that they put on the end of your gutter, on the downspout? Well, there's a company that is selling rain barrels, and they have put a special on for spring. It's a 55-gallon barrel. It's 33 inches tall, 24 inches wide. It's all made with recyclable plastic. It has the faucets and all the pieces that you need to make it work. And they are selling it for $159 delivered to your door. Now, that would make a great, great present. So if you go to their website is Palmetto Rain Barrels. And I'll spell that for you. P-A-L-M-E-T-T-O, Palmetto Rain Barrels with an S.com. So that's www.palmetto, P-A-L-M-E-T-T-O, rainbarrels.com. Or if you live in Winchester, go to Mahoney's Rocky Ledge. They have some in stock right now, and all their other stores will have it by next weekend. But it's a fun thing, and it is a beautiful barrel, absolutely gorgeous. I have one at my house, and I thought that you should know about it. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, actually, we still have Bob.
We were talking with Bob. That's right. Bob, on your lilacs, what I want you to do, any of the branches where the leaves are wilting, I want you to follow that stem from the leaves and just follow it all the way to the ground. There is a lilac borer, and what you would see is in the stem itself, you would see a hole about the size of a ballpoint pen. And this time of the year, you may even see some moisture coming out of it. That's a borer. And it looks like a worm, a maggot-type worm. And he's on the inside, and he's cutting the water tubes that pushes the water out of the ground, up the stem, and into the foliage and flower. Now, what I would suggest that you do is to get a product called Tree and Shrub. And Tree and Shrub, Bayer makes it, Bonide, and Fertilome. And you use 1 ounce per gallon. Now, what you're going to need to do is get a rough idea how many stems you have on that plant and how big they are. You use 1 gallon per inch of trunk. So that if you've got half a dozen 10 stems, you may need to use 8, 10, 15 gallons of the product. And you just pour it around the base of the plant, let it soak in slowly. But it's 1 ounce per gallon, and that's per inch of trunk. So you'll have to add them all up and then pour it and pour it in the neighborhood of where the wilting branches are. And then the roots will absorb it. It'll take it up to the plant, and it will kill the borer. Okay? You give that a try, and that will prevent your lilacs from dying, because sometimes they go from branch to branch to branch, and in a matter of 3 or 4 years, you could lose your whole clump. But check for a hole, and you may see some water leaking out of it. Okay? Thank you, Bob. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next we have Betty, who has a question about lilies.
Betty, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, and thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
A couple of weeks ago, you spoke of planting the Easter lily outside.
Yes.
And I was curious as to how much sun they need. Is it all day or half the day or what?
Well, they will grow with a half a day.
Uh-huh.
They'll do better in full sun. If they get a lot of shade, what happens is they tend to stretch, and instead of staying in the 3-foot range, they could get sometimes 4 or even 5 feet tall, depending on the amount of shade. But the main thing you need to do, Betty, is make sure that you put them in the ground 6 inches deeper than the pot is right now. Put some compost, some animal manure, and just keep them wet, and they will do beautiful. But the more sun, the shorter the plant will be. 800-259-9231. Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural 4-step lawn care program is just what the name implies, 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica Lawn and Garden Products by name. It's time to apply Lawn Booster, step one in Organica's all-natural 4-step lawn care program.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. We are at Thayer Nursery in Milton, Massachusetts, and a beautiful nursery. If you've never been here, you need to just come and walk around, make yourself a cup of coffee, pack up the kids in the car, come on down. Beautiful, beautiful trees. They have a section of Japanese maples. Reds and burgundies and yellow, and of course green, but beautiful, beautiful weeping and upright growing varieties and all kinds of big flowering trees along with the smaller sizes and rhododendrons and all of your basic plants, but unique and roses. They just got in a fresh shipment of potted roses. The leaves are so shiny and green. You think you're at a flower show, and it's not at a nursery. They are gorgeous, and they're all in bud and bloom. Make a great Mother's Day present. So come on by and say hello, and you'll have a great day here. It is absolutely fabulous. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next we have Bill, who's calling about a Montauk Daisy.
Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning to you, Mary Sunshine. How good to reach you.
Thank you.
Paul, by the way, your story about your wife and the zucchini reminds me of the story of the first George Bush, who at the end of a press conference was asked by one of the reporters, do you like broccoli? And
yes.
Bush said, I really dislike broccoli. And the reporter said, it's a big crop up in northern Maine. You should learn to like it. He said, listen, I'm the president of the United States. If I don't want to eat broccoli, I don't have to. Sounds like your wife.
Is... Exactly.
Well, at any rate, I have a very small problem, Paul. I bought a Montauk Daisy a couple of years ago, and it was blooming beautifully when I put it in the ground, and it continued. It was gorgeous. Last year, I did nothing for it, and it did nothing for me. So this year, it's coming in. It's brand new, just coming in very, very strongly. Looks great as it's emerging. And my question is, what do I do to that little guy to make it flower?
Okay. How tall is it now?
Oh, my gosh. It can't be any more than 4 inches, something like that.
Okay.
Very short.
Now, did you cut it down last fall?
At the end of, yes, I did, right to the ground.
Okay. That's what you want to do this year is in the fall of the year, leave it alone.
Oh.
Just totally leave it alone.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then in March or early April, cut it back to about 8 or 10, maybe even 12 inches tall. Because that Montauk Daisy will get up to be 3 feet tall.
Really?
Yeah. It's a wonderful, wonderful plant. So at the end of the year, you leave it alone. And
okay.
what you're going to see next March is on those dead-looking stems will be buds that will break open with kind of a silver-gray foliage coming out. And then as it matures, it will turn green. And I cut it back to about maybe a foot.
Okay.
Right now, there's got to be on each plant, there's probably 200 branches on each plant. And they flower in September, October. But the new growth that makes the flower has to come off of wood that was made the previous year. So by you cutting it down to the ground, you now have all new wood, and it has a more difficult time to flower on new growth that's coming from the root system. So the new growth has to come off branches that were made the previous year. So one thing you want to do, they love to be fed, and if you could do it every 2 or 3 weeks, or use something that's a time release. There's a product called Osmocote. Looks like a little BB. And for a Montauk Daisy, I would put maybe 4 or 5 tablespoons scattered around it. And that will fertilize the Montauk Daisy for 6 months. So the whole growing season, just one application. And every time it rains and every time you water, that little pellet will bleed fertilizer. Slow release. And it is absolutely wonderful. It's called Osmocote. And all the garden centers carry it. And you can put it in hanging baskets and window boxes. It's absolutely fabulous. But in the future, if they're 3 feet tall in the fall, cut them down to a foot, but never to the ground. And that way they'll flower for you. Bill, you have a great day. And thanks for the story about George Bush. And it is true. And if you ever go up country, Presque Isle, Maine, they grow a ton of broccoli and a lot of cabbage. They rotate it with the potatoes to give the soil a chance to rest and to rebuild its energy to give you better potatoes. So if you're ever up in Presque Isle in that area, you take a look and you're going to see fields with purple leaves and green leaves that don't resemble potatoes. That's because they're cabbage and broccoli, and it's wonderful. It's good for you, too. Even though the president, former president, doesn't eat it, I love it, and it's good raw or cooked. David, who's up next?
Okay, next we have Don, who's calling about his lawn.
Don, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning. How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks. Been listening to you for a while. I'm glad I caught up with you in another station here. So,
thank you.
I've got my lawns coming in, and this is the second year it's happened. I've got spots of bright green grass. I've used nothing but Jonathan Green Black Beauty, and
okay.
you know it's a deep, nice green. But I have these patches that are a bright green, and they're popping up here, there, and everywhere on my lawn. And I'm not quite sure what it is.
On these little patches that are appearing, take a look when you get a chance to see if it's going to make a little seed head that looks like wheat. Little white flowers that are developing in these patches. Now, if you're getting patches 6 to 10 inches, sometimes even a little bit bigger, a different color grass, and all of a sudden, little white seed heads about an inch and a half, that is a weed grass called Poa annual. And it's a weed seed that could have come in with loam and got into your yard that way. It could have blown in from the neighbor's yard. And if you start to see these seed heads appear, what you really need to do is take your lawnmower and put the lawnmower bag on, lower the blade, and go over these patches and cut off the seed heads and suck it right into the bag. Don't blow it over the lawn because it's just going to spread and get worse and worse and worse. But if little white clusters of looks like wheat begins to appear, that's Poa annual. And what I would do, if there's just a few of them here and there, I would dig them and put some fresh loam. You buy bags of topsoil, put down some grass seeds, some more of the black beauty, and it will fill it in. If it's really big areas, then you're definitely going to have to suck up those seeds when they develop, or you could have a real nightmare. But if you did a few bunches here and there every single week, you will get it all out. But it sounds to me like Poa annual. If you've got a lawn that's really wet, you know, we had some good rain in the last few days, and if you walk out into the garden and you walk onto the lawn and you get that squishy sound, it could be that you got a lot of clay. And the best way to get rid of the clay is with a liquid gypsum. And you go to any garden center, they sell it in a plastic bottle that you can just screw it onto the end of your hose and spray it. And it coats the individual particles of clay, preventing them from sticking. And that will open up the soil so that when you do get a heavy rain like we've had, it gets rid of the excess. It still holds the same amount of water, but you're getting rid of the excess. You're making the garden more workable. Because right now you need to get in the ground to start to plant things. And if it stays wet and soupy and mucky for days and days, that's because you got a lot of clay. But just go to your local garden center and ask them for liquid gypsum. And a bottle will do about 4,000 square feet. And it's much better than the powdered gypsum because it works in 7 to 10 days. And again, all the garden centers have it. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next we have Bill, who's calling about his rhododendron.
Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure, Bill.
I have a rhododendron. It's about 4 feet tall, probably about 3 feet wide. And on the back part of the rhododendron, the leaves are nice and green. And on the front, half of the leaves are brown, from the end of the leaf going back towards the stem.
This is mostly on the top of the plant, right?
Yes.
Yeah. This is, it's every place. And it seems to have affected the older and the larger rhododendrons this year than the smaller ones. I have a rhododendron in my backyard. We've had it for almost 20 years. It's planted up against a stockade fence on one side and in the corner of my tool shed. So it's really well sheltered, and there's some shade from the trees. And I've been to several garden centers in the last month, and every time I go to a store, that's the main question. What I'm doing with mine, I want you to do the same thing, is just to wait. If you take a fingernail and you scratch through the bark, you're going to see that there is some green underneath the bark. If you scratch through the bark and it's brown, then prune. But if there's any green coloration, there's a good chance that some of that is going to come back. What it was is the sun during the winter hit the leaf, and the weather was cold. We had a lot of cold days. Hit the leaf, warmed it up, and opened up the pores. And then the wind blew the moisture out from underneath the leaf. Also, the sun hit the snow, bounced up. So you had the sun hitting the leaf coming down, and then you had it bouncing, hitting the snow, and coming back up. So the sunshine hit it from two directions. And with the wind, you had some dehydration. And it's a problem every place. And I'm going to tell you that at least 50% of it will come back. But just have some patience. Get some Holytone fertilizer. Fertilize them. And let's just wait and see what happens. I have one that's 6 foot by 6 foot. And I'm going to say the top quarter is all brown. And I'm hoping it's going to come back. Because if it doesn't, I'm going to drop 15 inches. So that 6 foot plant's now going to be less than 5 foot. So just have some patience, give it some fertilizer, and let's see what Mother Nature will do to repair that plant. 800-259-9231. Give us a call.
Hey, Barb, how are you? How are David and the kids?
Oh, we're doing great, thanks. You know, work's hectic, and with things being what they are, we decided to do our own lawn maintenance this year. Now, I'm sure we can do it cheaper, probably better, but, I don't know where to start.
You know, last year, Tom and I did the same thing. Oh, great result.
Really?
I read some advice from a lawn expert that researches... I can't believe it. That's him. By the grass seed.
Oh,
Jonathan Green!
Oh, my friend here told me that you're a lawn expert. Now... I want to do it right the first time. Where do I begin?
To start, choose the best grass seed. For instance, my Black Beauty Ultra is naturally dark green and deeper rooted, so it's very drought tolerant and disease resistant.
Hmm.
Black Beauty Ultra also contains endophytes, which means it's naturally insect resistant.
Will it match up with my grass?
Yes, and one seeding thickens and improves your entire lawn.
Okay.
Find your nearest dealer at jonathangreen.com.
Now that you've planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic. It's biodegradable and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Thayer Nursery in Milton, Massachusetts. We'd love to see you. Come on down, say hello. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, and remember, Mother's Day is today, and they have all kinds of specials. All their four-step lawn care programs, if you buy all four steps today, they'll give you 30% off, and that's all the different companies. All the Safer, Serenade, and Ortho products, 15%. All gardening gloves, 15%. All flats of Pansy or Pansy hangers, 25% off. P. Allen Smith gardening books, 15% off. Selected perennials, 25% off. The creeping ground phlox in all the different colors, the white alyssum and the basket of gold. And they have some mystery daylilies. The labels came off during the winter. They're not quite sure what the colors are, but they're 50% off. And if you save your receipt from whatever you buy this weekend, they'll give you 10% off all of your purchases on Father's Day in June. So you save a lot today, and you come back on Father's Day, and you get an additional discount. How's that? David, who's next?
Okay, next we have Beth on the line who has a problem with a trumpet vine.
Beth, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much. I have a problem with a trumpet vine. It's well established. I didn't plan it. It came with the house kind of thing. You know, I've I put Roundup on it. I cut it down. I put Roundup on it. I cut it down. It's spread everywhere. It's in my every shrub that I have, all my Rosa Sharon, Miss Kim. It's in my butterfly bush. So my question is kind of two-part. One, can I get rid of it? And two, can I transplant the other shrubs? My thought was dig it up and pot everything so that if the trumpet vine comes with, I can kind of pull the vine out. Because I know that once you cut those roots, it multiplies.
Right.
So I'm kind of stuck.
Okay. What I'd like you to do is, I mean, if you think that you can dig a nice root ball and move those shrubs out of there, then I would definitely do that. And
okay.
Just put them someplace where they're going to get plenty of water and, you know, they'll be properly kept until you can get rid of this problem. Now, what I want you to do is this. When you go down to your local nursery, they are generic versions of Roundup. And one of them is called Cleanup, made by Bonide. The product is twice as strong. Roundup is 18%. Cleanup is 40% active ingredients. And I think if you increase the strength of the product, that would help it. Now, Roundup is only absorbed through the foliage. So if you splash it on the ground, hoping that the roots are going to absorb it, it's not going to work. It can only enter the plant through the foliage. So what I would love to see you do is to dig up the plants that are there. While you're there, dig up the whole garden and try and pull as much of the plants out of there as you can. Then let it sucker. Once it suckers, take the Roundup, almost pure, and paint it right on the foliage rather than soaking it. And let's see what that does. So dig up as much of it as you can. Get rid of all the roots. Clean up that bed. And for this year, you may have to let it sit dormant all year just to kill that particular plant. But use it pure right on there at full strength, and that should help a great deal. Thank you, Beth. Have a great Mother's Day. We wanted to tell you that we have teamed up with Plantation Products. They are in Norton, Massachusetts, and they package Northrop King seeds, also plantation seeds, Fredonia, and American seeds. And for those of you that have never gotten before, or if you have friends or family that are having a tough time and they'd like to have a garden, and it's one expense less, if you send me an email to pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com, we will send you 5 packages of seeds free. Cucumbers, beets, carrots, beans, and radishes. These are easy to grow. They do produce an awful lot. A package of beans will produce 25 feet a row and will give you about 30 to 40 pounds of string beans. So send me your name, address, and we will send you out 5 packages of seeds, pparent@roadrunner.com.